You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up. Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how acute it may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch party? Where the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Friday is finally here. And we've got a great show for you today, especially the fact that it is Politics Free Friday. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. I'm laughing
I'm level setting that right now.
Yeah, no, I'm laughing because we said that yesterday. And shout out to our producer, Ricky, who sends out proposed show topics. And the first three that we see our political news topics. I'm like, didn't you hear we weren't going to do that today?
At all. It was one of our listeners in the YouTube message board yesterday that said, you know, I'm on my way to work. I'm taking a break from politics. And I thought, you know what? That is so healthy and necessary because that is literally all we have been discussing. I think, Telly, since the Republican National Convention was here 2 weeks ago.
The week leading into the RNC? We talked a lot about it. So I'm going to say at least a week before the RNC, that's all it seems like feels like we've been talking about.
Well, the exciting news is that we still have, thanks to Ricky, a number of non-political topics to discuss today. So I'm looking forward to that. We also have a very special guest host in the second hour. You know we're going to bring Truth Telling Hits with Telly, as well as this is We Energies, Black Friday powered by We Energies. So we got a full show. No Harris, no Trump.
Right.
And here's the thing, Ricky, if you hear either me or Telly use the word Harris or Trump, go and hit us with that buzzer. We're not doing it today.
Or
please.
We could do it like Pee-wee's Playhouse. As soon as you hear something, just start.
Right.
No.
And, you know, we hear the truth, believe in democracy. We conducted a survey yesterday on our YouTube message board asking you, Truth Nation, are you okay with having a politics-free Friday? And in the power of democracy, the majority of the votes were yes. 87% of the votes submitted were yes. Please, let's keep it politics free on this Friday.
Tell them the other part too. After the poll was finished, you took a screenshot to make sure that, hey, look, we ain't lying. This is what you all said.
I mean, because, you know, in all seriousness, polarization has taken over the ability to just let people feel the way they feel. I mean, it was even demonstrated yesterday, and I'm praying, literally in the sense of the word, praying that as we continue to get closer to the election day, which is less than 100 days from today, that just let people research and learn and let them vote whoever they want to vote for. Mm-hmm. And if whoever they support is opposite from you, let them be.
Yeah.
Nobody is breaking a law by not agreeing with who you want to vote for.
So true.
Telly, is that against the law?
No.
Because the way that people attack one another, you know, it's just this polarization. And and combined with social media, because again, it's a matter of you're typing words in a message board that you probably would not say to someone in their face, but it still has the same impact.
I told you, it's not about right or wrong anymore. It's about likes.
Man.
It's all about likes. It's all about just think about it. It's not people disagreeing with you because of policies or anything like that. It has everything to do with if you like this person or not.
That's exactly what it is.
It's all like, about exactly. Likes. Yes, yes. And we have become a society with social media. It's all about likes. Because why do you post anything? Because I remember there was a time where no one wanted to be on camera. No one wanted to take pictures. No one wanted to let you know what type of business they had going on. So if it's not that you want the world to know all of your business, what are the other reasons why you post stuff? Because you want a reaction. You want to get likes. Ooh, I got 150 likes on that. Ooh, I got this. I got that. Regardless of what it's about, again, to me, it's all about likes.
And also, again, the name calling, you know, again, I don't agree with having an agenda, which includes describing people as weird or different, or you ain't this if you don't vote this way. That whole like fear tactic, it's a bit old and redundant.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I do have confidence in. In the people that watch these shows where they're being told they're weird or, you know, if you don't vote this way, I strongly believe, Telly, that these individuals that are watching these shows have the intelligent quotient, i.e., or also known as your IQ. They have the intelligent quotient to be able to make a decision on who they feel is the most qualified or competent to run this country without anybody else's like name calling.
You would think.
Which is why, again, on Friday today, it's Politics Free Friday. Do you have any big plans this weekend, Telly?
No, I do not. I was thinking about that yesterday, and it's one of those rare weekends that I don't have a whole lot planned, but I know it's always the calm before the storm, because like now I'll probably have the next 7 weekends booked up. But no, actually this weekend is going to be kind of mellow.
That's a great weekend to have.
Yes.
That
yes.
is a great weekend if it stays to that have. Way.
You know, you
I
can
pray
have
for
those
you that
plans.
It does.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because again, I'm very thankful and fortunate that the good Lord got me here safely, but I've literally been in Milwaukee, Chicago, New Orleans for the National Urban League Conference, and today I'm in Utah. I am literally sitting in Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake City's Utah. I've never been here before. When I landed, I was like, ooh, this airport looks just like Denver. And when you leave, it looks just like Denver.
Did I tell you that? I said it's very picturesque. Just like Denver with the mountains and everything. But it's beautiful, though.
Well, then I'm heading out to Atlanta tonight. And so I'm catching a late flight, which will put me in Atlanta around 5 a.m. this morning to receive an award that I received from a group called Melanin Money. They're having their Wealth Weekend. So they're honoring me with an award. I'm so excited and appreciative.
Nice.
I'm going to get that award tomorrow night. And then I'm going to fly back to my bed.
I bet.
Won't he do it?
You're going to be energized when you get to Atlanta.
You know, thank you. Thank you, Ricky. I appreciate that. You know, Telly, like I said this morning, because you and, boy, you, Truth Nation, Ricky and Telly came in on 20 this morning. I was like, stop talking to me right now, please.
Now, let's not be exaggerating here. You know I ain't never that height.
Telly, you literally
said,
was like,
good morning.
Okay, Truth Nation, here we go. Now, tell me if this does not sound like Telly. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Yes, this is going to be a great. I'm like, shut up. Dude, didn't I text you at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock your time and telling you, Telly, yeah, I just landed.
You did.
I'm going to need an extra.
And I didn't get it because I was asleep.
Truth Nation. Don't y'all like them people that get on your nerves? They know you tired and they come in the office with their coffee. Good morning. It's gonna be a great day. How's everybody? Shut up.
Actually, today
it wasn't just you, it was Ricky. Both of y'all.
I can admit.
Y'all don't be quiet.
I can admit I got sleep, so I came in here pretty energetic.
You did?
Thank you. See? Man, Ricky was like, Miss DT. I was like, you know what, Ricky? I need you to www.bequietrightnow.com. Okay? www.bequietrightnow.com. I want you to type that in the URL, and I want you to hit enter.
Oh, man. I did. I guess maybe my energy was up because I was feeling a little ambitious this morning. I did get up and get a workout in before the show, so maybe that's what it was.
See, Truth Nation?
Yeah.
Y'all see?
Yeah.
Literally told both of them, communicated effectively, Truth Nation. I am literally flying in a different time zone. I've lost a whole hour. It's 11 o'clock. I'm barely going to be up.
Okay.
And then they come in with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade noise.
Well, we definitely, Ricky, we need to make sure we put on our Joe Biden whisper voice when we get that text.
And hey. He gets a buzzer. He gets a buzzer, Ricky. Hey. Now, I know we said Harris or Trump,
right,
but he's being funny. Hit him with the buzz.
That's why he ain't got it ready, because it was Harris or Trump.
Thank you. Thank you, Ricky. You tried. You tried, Telly.
I was just trying to think of somebody else who has been whispering lately, and that was, like you said, I've been institutionalized.
Yeah. When people tell you they tired, don't come in there with the New Year's Eve party mindset, man. We are going to have a great, great show today. A lot of updates outside of political news, including an update regarding the MPS superintendent. Yes, a superintendent has been appointed for the Milwaukee Public School District. We're going to get into that this weekend. Speaking of weekend, Telly and Ricky, if you are looking for something to do, which is why I love Milwaukee Summers,
Harley
Davidson Homecoming.
Yes.
And German Fest.
Yes. It kicked off last night, the Harley Davidson, and I know there's going to be so many. And I heard this is actually a term of endearment. A lot of gearheads are going to be in town.
Gearheads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of motorcyclists.
I saw on Instagram the gentleman that played the villain in the Terminator movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's here.
Really?
He rode his Harley. Yeah, he's like a big Harley ambassador. He's a Harley Davidson brand ambassador. But the gentleman, I can't recall his name. He played the villain in the Terminator movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's here for the Harley Davidson homecoming. But he rode his bike. And I mean, he's like 70 years old at least. And he rode his Harley from some very long distance to Milwaukee to be here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard that they interviewed someone that rode their bike from Toronto. And I was wondering if that was the same person. But yeah, they're coming from all over. And so Milwaukee will be the hub for anybody that are into Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Milwaukee, if Milwaukee was a stock and publicly shared on the NYSE, dude, Milwaukee would be going all the way up. Listen, y'all, stay tuned. When we come back, we're also going to get into Oprah and Gayle. Oprah and Gayle have finally addressed the rumors that they are gay. We're going to talk about that. Also, Southwest, they ain't playing with y'all no more. Notice I said y'all, Telly. Southwest, told y'all.
Just don't start charging us for bags. That's the only thing I ask.
That's next, I'm telling you.
You are
listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Happy, happy Friday. Stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube. Go to YouTube and just search for 101.7 and click on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah, you definitely going to want to roll out if you win that 5K. Milwaukee, the time is almost here. We have been entering Truth fans into the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And next Wednesday, July 31st, we finally pick our next one call. That's all, $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune into Truth in the Afternoon. This is the most important part of this read because Dr. Ken Harris on Wednesday, July 31st, so you do not miss your call, because if you do, we will go down to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that is the Big Gruber 5K giveaway Wednesday, July 31st on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Happy, happy Friday. I hope whoever got a direct deposit today, I hope there was an extra zero. Won't he do it?
Man. Why they rarely make those type of mistakes, though?
That never happens to me. did you hear? Like, it was just recently, I think maybe a month or two ago, where I saw a woman who happened to be a black woman. She received a deposit, and I believe she was banking with Wells Fargo. She received, Telly, an erroneous deposit in the amount of $1 million+. And, of course, think about it. I don't know however you bank, whether it's online banking, actually going to the branch, a combination of both. Can you imagine logging in to your online bank account and seeing a deposit for over $1 million? So, can you imagine
excuse
that?
Me, what?
So
exactly.
So I want to ask you, that's a great question that you just brought to my mind. So that happens to you. What are you doing? Are you running
Telly,
to
how
the
long,
bank?
How long have we worked together? Even Truth Nation knows the answer to that. What would I do? What do you think I would do? what do you think I would do?
Hurry up and try to withdraw all of it before they find out.
Let me get $100,000 bills. Let me get 30,000 20s. Let me get 15,000 tens. Because like, you know.
You withdrawing $100,000. They'd be like, well, you have never withdrawn more than $100 out of your account.
Ain't
like,
nobody ask you how to take your money, did they? So give me, go ahead. You talking too much, right. Teller. That's y'all's problem now. You talking too much.
Look, I don't come
to your house telling you how much money to.
be like, you know, why you don't ask me all these questions when they make a mistake and they don't give right. me all my money. don't ask me all these questions when y'all make a mistake.
Look, when I be begging y'all to reverse them overdraft fees, y'all be asking. So why exactly. We got to have a conversation now? Why can't it just be simple? No, man. Telly, here's, okay, no, in all seriousness, here's what I would do, okay? I would withdraw a substantial amount of money. I would get a hotel room and I would just pour all that money on a bed and just roll around in it for about a good hour. And then I know my conscience, though. In all seriousness, I know my conscience.
And then you'll call them and say, hey, I withdrew all this money. Y'all made a mistake. Y'all want me to bring it back?
What? Well, right. And again, this is not part of our story lineup, but based on my recollection, the woman refused to give the money back, and so they tried to follow. I'm like, come on, look, this is 2024. There's inflation.
Yeah.
We struggling, man. We struggling just to breathe.
Yeah.
Some you want people, me to give back?
Right. Some people call it a mistake. We call that a blessing.
Come on, somebody. Were you there? Remember I told you I went to a Bucks game with one of my friends who's white. And the lady took our drink order and she brought the drinks back and didn't ask us to pay. And as my friend who's white, she was like, that's a blessing. Right. Won't he do it?
You know what? Keep that in your pocket. Get the next round. Don't pay for two rounds when you only got to pay for one.
What'd you say, Telly? When the bank erroneously puts in $1 million in your account, you go say, hallelujah, thank you, God.
Man, you know this is what I've been praying for every Sunday. An unexpected blow my mind blessing.
You feel me knocking?
I feel you.
Truth Nation. Telly said that when the feds call him, when the feds come to your house, you're gonna be like, in the name of Jesus.
Look, man, I just thought that's been the blessing I've been praying for. I asked the Lord to let me win the lottery. That didn't work out, so I figured he was just taking another avenue.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah, you going straight to jail, homie.
We here at The Truth don't condone any type of illegal behavior. Telly and I would return the money as soon as we receive the deposit.
Yeah, after we pay a few bills and say, look.
After we buy a house, we take a vacation, whatever's left over, it's all yours.
Right.
All right. In all seriousness, good morning, good morning. The most recent episode, and Ricky, go ahead and hit us with that YNR music. The most recent episode in MPS in The Restless. Well, the Milwaukee Board of School Directors, as of yesterday, had a board meeting and voted to appoint interim Mr. Eduardo Galvin to the position of interim superintendent of schools. Now, a quote from Milwaukee Board of Directors President Marva Herndon, and I quote, having an interim superintendent in place before the start of the school year is key to being ready for students and staff in September. The board is confident in Mr. Galvin's leadership to move the district forward as we prepare for the year ahead. Now, there were three final candidates, Telly, for the position of interim superintendent. And as of yesterday, the board extended the offer to Eduardo Galvin.
Yeah.
Now, Galvin previously served as the regional superintendent in the Southwest region from 2018 to June of 2024. Galvin was serving as MPS's acting superintendent following the resignation of Keith Posley in June.
You know, DT, it kind of seemed like this is where they were going to kind of angle it anyway, because he was the acting superintendent, and they said that they were going to, you know, appoint an interim and then try to find a permanent superintendent. Like, why are you going to make three different hires and you already got one that's already in the position? So this to me wasn't a surprise, but I know there was some pushback at that meeting last night, where the public did not get an opportunity to speak on if they were okay with this or not. And because at that part of the meeting, it became a closed door meeting, and they went back in the back and then came back out and said, okay, we have a 5-2 vote. And he is now the interim superintendent. So to me, this wasn't a big surprise. Yes, I'm sure it was extremely important for them to have someone in that position, even in an interim basis before the school year starts. But they still have a ton of work to do. But again, I still don't think that it was cool that the public and the people that this school district is serving did not have an opportunity to say if they were okay with this or not.
Especially, Telly, when every individual in the city of Milwaukee that pays taxes is funding the school district. And as we know, as we recall back in April, Milwaukee taxpayers voted yes for the referendum to increase taxes towards a $250 million funding. And so we all know that funding for public education comes from a combination of state taxes, local taxes, and some federal money. Well, the state funding and the federal money is already in jeopardy. And to have the Milwaukee residents paying extra taxes and still not sure of our leadership. Now, we come back. There was a survey conducted by an organization known as City Forward Collective and CFC Action Fund. And they surveyed a number of registered voters in Milwaukee that revealed some very interesting public opinions on Milwaukee public schools, in particular, the way that MPS is being governed and the way that the financial aspect of MPS is being managed. And so there were some very significant responses and demands for changes. And when we come back, we're going to take a deep dive into the outcome of what Milwaukee voters are saying regarding demanding accountability and change within the Milwaukee public school system. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Happy, happy Friday, Truth Nation. Good morning. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. Before break, we were discussing the most recent update within MPS. Milwaukee Public School has appointed Eduardo Galvin as the official interim superintendent as we prepare for the upcoming new school year. Again, the Milwaukee Board of School Directors voted to appoint Mr. Eduardo Galvin to the position of interim superintendent of schools during a board meeting yesterday. Board President Marva Herndon stated, and I quote, "Having an interim superintendent in place before the start of the school year is key to being ready for students and staff in September." Now, Mr. Eduardo has been serving as the acting superintendent following the resignation of Dr. Keith Posley back in June. Now, what's interesting, Telly, is that an organization known as City Forward Collective sent out a press release just this Tuesday, this past Tuesday, July 23rd, and the headline read, "Milwaukee voters demand accountability and are ready for change." This survey that City Forward Collective and CFC Action Fund conducted was among 341 registered voters in the city of Milwaukee, and the survey was conducted between July 12th and July 15th of this year. And the top line findings based on this survey found that the strong majority of these respondents are in support of significant changes to both MPS from a management standpoint as well as a financial standpoint. So I'm just going to really quickly go through these key findings, and we want to get your reaction, Telly, as well as Truth Nation. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. The key findings of this survey, key finding number one, Milwaukee residents remain deeply dissatisfied with the state of affairs at MPS and believe more must be done to address the district's academic and financial shortcoming. Number two, Milwaukee residents believe MPS school board members should be held accountable for the district's issues. Number three, these are the findings of the survey. Milwaukee residents remain concerned by the financial impact of MPS incompetence and financial mismanagement from their own pocketbooks. So of these respondents, Telly, 60% would now oppose the $252 million property tax referendum for MPS.
Yeah.
And that's a big swing from the election. Number four, Milwaukee residents support significant structural changes to MPS, though they remain opposed to both a full mayoral takeover and to break up MPS. And then finally, the fifth key finding is that Milwaukee voters have lost trust in the public school bureaucracy and are looking outside of the traditional system for leadership on K-12 education.
I think that last one was probably the most important one, because the lack of transparency throughout the trying to petition to get the referendum all the way through getting the referendum, there's just no transparency. And then, like, basically, I'm sure the voters that voted yes for the referendum feels like they've been tricked, because they knew what was going on before they even proposed this $252 million referendum. And when you know something's going on, but we're going to say, look, we'll just kind of put that in the back until we can get this referendum and then we'll address it, that's very deceitful. But with those surveys and those findings, I mean, it says one thing to me, and that is the community is very much intact in what is going on. They are aware and they want to have a voice in change. And we're always taught and always told that go use your voice, go to the board meetings, do this, do that. And now we're exercising that and still we're not being heard because this is the community that's talking. This isn't just one person that's trying to get board members removed or do other things. This is a community-based survey.
And out of this survey, so here's the reality, Telly, because going back to your point about the deception, you know, Milwaukee taxpayers are being significantly negatively impacted by this. So as a result of the April 2024 referendum, we all felt it. The local property taxes for MPS will increase by 30% over the next 4 years. In October, the MPS school board will approve a final fiscal year 2025 budget, which will set the district's tax levy for next year. Now, if MPS chooses to levy the full revenue limit, it will include not just the referendum, but an additional Telly $81 million increase to recover the lost state funding, which is going to add even more money to property taxes and rent for Milwaukee residents. And so again, as we've talked about before, this is beyond Milwaukee as well, because you've got 300 school districts across the state that are going to also see reductions of up to 17% in their state aid payments due to the referendum that was passed in April of 2024 due to the voters.
Oh.
So this is very, 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 it's challenging.
Yes.
Because people are already struggling and you've got now even more tax increases for property as well as rent. So whether you own a home or you rent a home, this is going to hit your pockets.
Yeah. So basically what it sounds like to me, because of multiple people's incompetence, is going to cost people who can't even afford the taxes that are already being levied on them. That's what it all sounds like to me.
Absolutely.
Because,
combined again, Milwaukee voters have lost trust.
Yes. And you're talking about how they're trying to do things to recover money. You're recovering money that should have been yours if you were doing what you were supposed to do. It's not like they said, we're going to give you this money, and then they're like, nope, we changed our mind. The money is yours if you comply with the things that you need to do by turning in your financial records on time and not being 8 months late, by doing this, by doing that. So it truly is unfair, and I don't think that people truly understood how detrimental this would be once it passed, because during the entire time this referendum was being on the table, it was, if you care about the kids' future, you'll vote for this. Or if you don't, I mean, if you don't vote for this, you don't care about the kids' future. And to be put in that bind like that, it's more to it. It's never that black and white. And so for you to put that type of pressure on voters and then they trust you enough to say, OK, if this is going to help our kids' education in the future, we're going to do this. And then to turn around and right after the referendum, it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're still going to have to cut some jobs. And oh, by the way, we're not going to get $16 or $18 million, whatever it was that we were expecting by July, because of these things that we weren't able to do or we didn't do. So to me, it's just their incompetence is costing them dearly.
And in addition to the incompetence, the demonstration of incompetence, the quote that Madam President Marva Herndon, who is the MPS Board of Directors president, this was her statement, and I quote, "The board is confident in Mr. Galvin's leadership to move the district forward as we prepare for the year ahead." The reality is that this is the same board that was confident in Dr. Keith Posley. This was the same board that has been confident in a lot of areas where it has failed, and it has not only just failed taxpayers, but most importantly, it's failed teachers and students. Milwaukee voters have lost trust in the public school bureaucracy, And the narrative that is coming from the board continues to lack transparency. It continues to lack, you know, giving us consistent information, because again, everything that's going to happen over the next 4 years, it results in increases.
Yep.
For both renters as well as homeowners with property taxes. So I don't know, Telly, but I know one thing. Milwaukee has spoken, and they do not trust the bureaucracy. They do not trust the leadership within the Milwaukee public school system. And as it relates to education as a whole, 75% of these voters, 341 to be exact, trust Governor Tony Evers. 67% trust Mayor Cavalier Johnson. 45% trust the Wisconsin legislator. And only 27% trust the DPI state superintendent, Jill Underley.
Wow. And that statement by the president, Marva Herndon, it's null and void, in my opinion, because you're saying the board has the utmost confidence in this interim hire, but
we don't have confidence in you.
We don't have confidence in the board. Yeah. Like, there's a petition to remove four of them. And so,
how can you say anything to me? How can you say you have confidence in the appointed interim superintendent, Eduardo Galvin, and then look at our face and say, we are confident that he's the most qualified? We don't even have confidence.
We got confidence in decision making.
Truth Nation, how are you feeling about this? Do you feel that MPS is moving in the right direction by appointing Eduardo Galvin as the interim superintendent? Is your faith going up? Because it's, well, I almost gave an example of government. It's kind of like when a certain leader steps down and you're just kind of like, okay, now we can move forward. Do you feel that way based on this announcement? Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017, because regardless of whether Eduardo Galvin becomes the overall official superintendent, as he has now been appointed as interim, our tax dollars, they're going to continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you rent or whether you own a home and pay property taxes, it is our expenses are going to go up with rent and with taxes. So Truth Nation, again, our Truth Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. Based on the most recent announcement of MPS appointing Eduardo Galvin as the interim superintendent as part of preparing us for success with the upcoming school year, do you feel as though we're going in the right direction? My quick answer, Telly, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And I'll give my answer. I'm sure it's not going to be too much longer than yours, but I'll give my answer after the break.
Well, there you have it. Y'all stay tuned so we can get Telly's reaction. Also, again, we've got an update regarding Oprah and Gayle. They have finally addressed the rumors on their relationship. Are they lesbians? Are they bisexual? We're going to give you that as well as the words directly from Oprah and Gayle's mouths regarding their relationship. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, you know what time it is. It is Friday. And of course, in the second hour, we want y'all to go ahead and get ready. It is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, powered by We Energies, energy that you can depend on. So at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, call in 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own Black business or a Black-owned business that you love. And speaking of love and Black folks, Truth Nation, our Truth Family Fest is back. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is proud to announce our second annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School in Milwaukee. We are bringing the community together for a family festival that will have something for everyone. There's going to be live music, delicious food, and we will be giving away backpacks, school supplies, and much, much more. So mark your calendars for this exciting event and come out to enjoy the music, food, and fun at our second annual Truth Family Fest, which is on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School here in Milwaukee. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank. Your money works here, and sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Health Centers, and Greater Milwaukee Urban League.
It is
Friday, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes,
Telly,
ma'am.
Off and on for the past probably, what, 80 trillion years, there's always been speculation or rumors about whether Oprah and Gail are truly just BFFs.
Yeah.
And the rumors obviously were that they've had this romantic relationship over the years and that they're gay, or I guess in Oprah's case, she would be bisexual, considering that she's been with Stedman for over 30 years.
Gail would have to be bisexual, too, because she was married to a man.
There you go. So, Oprah and Gail finally address the rumors regarding that they were gay and claiming that they've had a romantic relationship. But don't take it from Telly and me. Check this out. Here's Oprah and Gail.
And being a public figure. Is this hard for you or easy?
No, I'm just trying to think how we navigate.
I was going to say, what if we not shared?
Okay, I mean, so you feel comfortable just sharing everything?
I think we shared pretty much everything, and I would have to say it wasn't even a matter of navigation.
Yes.
You know, for years, people used to say we were gay or that we were, but and listen, we were up against that for forever. No, and people still
say, and I used to say to Oprah, you got to do a show on this because it's hard enough for me to get a date on Saturday night with people thinking we're gay.
Yeah.
Because if we were gay, we would tell you.
It's one of the things I started to think was maybe people aren't accustomed to seeing women with this kind of truth bond. Meaning the reason why I think our friendship has worked is because Gail is happier, not happy, but happier for me, for any kind of success or victory or challenge I get through, than I am for myself. For
this friendship.
All right, so I got a question. Because Oprah brings up a good point. I love how Gail was like, you need to have a show on this because you're messing up my dating life with all this gay talk. I have a question because I've actually experienced this personally. Truth Nation, and Telly, well, I'm going to start with you. Can black women publicly be best friends, where they hang out every day, all day, you know, travel together, spend time together, without the outside viewing them as lesbians? Because Oprah made a good point. She was like, it's like as if because we're so close, we got to be gay.
Yeah, I think it's possible. But because you don't see it that often, then that is those are the things that you'd be like, oh, they must be gay or they must be doing something, because you don't rarely see that. Like,
but why is that though? Because again, like Oprah was saying,
yeah, I don't know.
And here's the thing: when you say we don't see that, we don't see what? I see best friends all the time,
hanging out all the time, and I mean, and both of them aren't married, or I mean, is it just is it a similar situation that you see all the time?
So let me say it differently. And to answer your question, yes. So let me get this straight. If you are not married, i.e. single, if you are a single individual and you have a very close friend that is the same sex as you, so let's just say two women.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, because again, I dealt with the same thing. I had a really, really close friendship with a particular person who was a female. We both were single. And it was brought to my attention that people on the outside were like, oh yeah, they're gay, they're lesbians, they sleep together. And I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
As much as I be talking, no, I'm just playing, I'm not gonna go there. As much as I be talking about supplements that you buy at the vitamin store. It's Friday. We grown. But I'm serious. Like, why is it that women can't be publicly close and not be considered lesbians? Because yeah. like Oprah and Gail said, which is what my response was. And I'm telling you, that was my exact response. If I were gay, I would tell you.
Yeah.
If it's part of my identity, and I know it's not that easy for a number of black people, because based on our community, it's still a stigma to be openly gay. Yes, in 2024, it is still a stigma in our community. I mean, I remember starting this show and just, you know, I was told, look, just when you talk about that, understand in our community, it's still taboo.
Yeah. When I also think, too, DT, that when you look at a lot of female relationships, you'll meet a lot of women that be like, look, I don't have a lot of, I don't do women. It's too messy, or is this, or is that, where, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's the norm, at least like in from my vantage point, it just doesn't seem like it's the norm, because a lot of times when you do talk to women, or, I mean, they'll say, look, like, I have a lot of male friends because women can be messy, or women can be this, or women can be that, or I don't like to have a woman around, you know, my man or my husband because I don't trust them, or, you know, so there's a lot of things that makes it where that is not the case. But when you do see it, I think it's just in my life, or through my viewpoint or my lens, it does just seem rare. I don't see it that often, but I'm not out in these streets like that either. So
I'm just Truth Nation, we come back from break. My question is, do you believe Oprah and Gail?
Yes, yes.
Now that they've sat down, they've looked in the camera, they've spoken to the world and said, we are not gay. If we were, we would tell you. Do you believe them?
Yes.
833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. More to come, including whether or not you believe Oprah and Gail. We've also got an update for you. Southwest Airline frequent flies. Told y'all.
Yes, yes. But before we get to break, DT, I got to get this in. Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our One Call That's All Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be the first three callers. We're going to change it up today. We're going to get the first three callers. Call right now, 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is the first three callers at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 101.7thetruth.com. And again, we will be giving away these $5,000 next Wednesday. And you got to listen to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.